quickly is Tefillat Musaf, and then we're going to talk about a question that comes up as we're discussing the poskim, which relates to Parashat Shkolim. The main point that we're going to discuss very, very briefly is Tosfos in Brachos talks about Tashlumei Tefillah. When you have Tashlumei Tefillah, if you forget Mincha, you daven Marav twice. If you forget Marav, you daven Shachris twice. If you forget Shachris, you daven Mincha twice. What happens if you forget Musaf? Ibailahu. Tavlol l'spal tefillat mincha, lo by tavlol l'spal tefillat musaf. The havadai ain't with mitpalel arvit. Now musaf can be musaf till the end of the day. You don't have to say musaf before mincha. As a matter of fact, if you got up to zman mincha and you didn't daven musaf yet, the halacha is that you daven mincha and then you daven musaf. You switch the order. You can daven musaf till the end of the day. So if you didn't daven musaf, it means that it's at all at the end of Shabbos. So you daven musaf twice. So Tosa says, lo bayin tavlo spal tves musaf. The havadai eimu kvar ba'arvit. Dechi krata kabanotu kvar avaz zman musaf. In other words, to say musaf without mentioning the kabanot is not saying musaf. And after the day is over, there's no point in saying the korbanot. V'gam lo tiknu sheva brachot shamusaf ele mishum u'mishalot parasvateinu. U'vazeh vaday avaz vano batel korbanot. Since the entire essence of musaf is keneged, mishalot parasvateinu, therefore it makes no sense at all to have tashlum. Aval shah tefillot derachamin inhu, u'levai sheyitpalel adam kol hayom kulo ve'im kan avaz vano betfila acheret. Now, what distinction does Tosfos make? Tosfos says that when it comes to all the other tefillot, all the other tefillot are basically rachamim. You dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's a relationship between God and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, Musaf is only because of the Neshama Pran Sasein. As a matter of fact, when they had tefillot keneged avos tikkun, there's no av that's parallel to Musaf. Musaf is clearly keneged tmidim. But it's not even keneged tmidim, it's rather an idea of Nishalom Pranas Haseinu. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash now. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, on a Yom Tov, on a Shabbos, we would bring a Korban Musaf. What do we do today that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Nishalom Pranas Haseinu. Now, as all of the tefillos, we use tefillah, we pattern them after the Karbaros, but basically it's a tefillah. In Musaf, the whole context of the tefillah is Nishalom Pranas Haseinu, and that's also the content. That's the purpose and that's the content. We don't dive in to remember Musaf. We it's as if we were makriv the korban through our tefillah. When you daven shachris, you weren't makriv the korban tamid through our tefillah. You don't mention the korban tamid at all. There's no neshama promise haseinu. You don't say kev secha taseba boker. You don't say that. You daven, and the davening is parallel to the korbanos that you have in the mikdash. But by Tfilas Musaf, it's not a classic davening. Rather, the whole content is when the Shalom Paras Haseinu. That's what's unique about Korban Musaf. We'll get back to that point later. Therefore, there are many Achronim who discussed the relationship between who is it that participates in the Korban Musaf and who is it that has to daven Musaf. Is there a relationship between the two? There's a Mishnah, for instance, in Shkolim. Es mimim ashkenim, when you take the machzitz hashekel, who do you take it from, right? Who do you force to pay? Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avadim, Meshuchrarim, Avalon Nashim, Avadim, Ufkanim, right? An eved who's not Meshuchrar, or a woman, or a katan, you don't take from them. Kol katan shehizchel aviv lishkol ayado shuvein aposik. But if a katan began to give, then he doesn't stop anymore. Okay? The aim of mashkin is a kohanim, but you don't force a kohen to pay b'pnei dachi shalom. It's not that they're not chayiv, but because of dachi shalom. Am Rabbi Yehuda hey ben Buchri b'yavne kol kohen sheshakal shokel in ochote. Because according to ben Buchri, a kohen didn't have to participate in the matzah shekel, but if he gave it, he wasn't chote. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo. If a coin is chayv in machzor shekel, if he doesn't give machzor shekel, he is chote. Eloshakonim darshim because elatzvam they have a drasha. Okay, we're not going to go into that drasha. So the machlokas among the tanaim where the kohanim have to give machzor shekel, a katan does not give machzor shekel, a woman does not give machzor shekel. When we say a katan, what are we? Wait a second. Rashi sheenu shokel chote dechol haroi lipaket ka'amar d'haim ben chafu l'malah. right? Why shouldn't the Kohen give Machzor Shetan? It's part of Am Yisrael, right? The answer is because in the Mishkan, when they counted the people, they counted Miben Esim Shana Umala, and they didn't count the Kohanim. The Kohanim were counted separately. As a matter of fact, not only were the Kohanim counted separately, the Levim were counted separately as well. And from Rashi's argument, it would seem not only the Kohanim didn't have to give Machzor Shekel, the Levim didn't have to give Machzor Shekel either. Not only that, but the Ketanim that we're talking about over here are not people under Bar Mitzvah, but less than 20. We're talking about people that are under 20. They didn't participate in the Machzor Shekel because they were less than 20 years old. So according to Rashi, there are a number of different people that didn't participate in the Machzor Shekel. Kohanim, perhaps Levim, less than 20 years old, and women. Okay? The Ramban argues on Rashi, and he says the Machzor Shekel that we're talking about for the Korbanos Tzibur has nothing to do with the counting, the Pikadon of the people in the Midbar, right? When we say it's called Chumash HaPkudim, they counted the people, and then there they only counted Miben Esim Shana Mala and Yisrael and not Kohanim Levim and not women. That was a different Pekudim. V'chein reli kol shalosh trumos sheramas kan ha'achas lekorbanos tzibur einenu ayidei haminyan ha'amor b'chumash pekudim. That has nothing to do with the Pekudim in Bamidbar. Kedivrei Harav. It's not like what Rashi thinks. Kisham ne'amar aches mata Levi al tifkar. Over there, Levi were excluded. Vashkalim shal korbanos Levim chayavim hem ledivrei HaKol. You know, it says Kohanim maybe not, but Levim certainly. And if according to Rashi, Levim should be excluded as well. Uchedivrei Chachamim, meaning Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, af Kohanim, even Kohanim would have to give Machzor Shekel. Why they weren't counted in the Midbar? V'chein alacha, k'mosh mufarish v'sechet shkalim. The Ketanim that it's referring to are not less than 20, it's less than 13. In other words, the Ramban argues on, when we talk about Machzor Shekel, first of all he says, we pass it from Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kohanim yes, Levim yes, 13 years old yes. In other words, he doesn't, it shouldn't be patterned after the Pekudim in the Mishkan. How do we paskin? Well, we don't have halachos of Machzor Shekel, but we do have a zechel Machzor Shekel, and the Ramah brings down in Orach Chaim. So, it's number five. Yesh om sheyesh liten kodem purim machzis min hamagbe akavua ba'os hamakom ba'os hazman zechel Machzor Shekel sheinos nim ba'adar ve'ein chayav nidno rak mishu miben esim shana umala. So at least the Ramah paskins 20 like Rashi. He doesn't hold like the Ramban. 13, he paskins 20 like Rashi. Based on this, there are a number of achronim that said, okay, let's try to figure out who's chayv in Musaf. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says as follows, the lechor nire, the nashim pturos mitfilas Musaf, came the nashim lohayim shoklos, ein lehem chelik v'kavanos tzibur, v'chol, v'chach masha v'tshuvas b'sam rosh, v'im peites. Okay, b'sam rosh is an interesting set of tshuvos. It's a forgery of the Rosh. So, we're not going to go into the B'Sam Rosh, but Rabbi Kiva Eger says himself, and Rabbi Kiva Eger was certainly no forgery, he was a serious guy, and he says, women are pater from Tfilas Musaf, because Tfilas Musaf is not a tfila, it's Neshama Pramsa Seder. Women also don't have Tfilas Shachris, Kovin Tamid, because they didn't give Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel was used for Tvidim, for Musafim, for all Kovinos Tzibur, Machzor Shekel was used. So why did they daven Shachris? Why should they daven Mincha? The answer is that Shachris and Mincha are Chiyuvei Tfila, and women also have to daven. But Musaf is a Chiyuv Korban. We daven in order to Mekayim the Chiyuv Korban, Uneshalom Pramas Haseinu. And therefore the distinction that we mentioned at the beginning, between Musaf and between the other Tfilos, it brings Rabbi Kiva Eger to say, well, therefore maybe a woman shouldn't daven Tfilas Musaf. The Shut Be'er Yitzchak, I think it's of Yitzchak Ochan, I'm not sure. The Ika Mashakasav Hagaon Hanal, talk about Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Nashim Pturos Mitfilas Musaf, the Fish Loha Yishoklos. Lonerily, I don't think so. Dim Kain Tikshilath, Imadi Simonachos, Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Hey, Ben Bruchi Biavne, Kokon Shoko and Achote. Should Kohan be parted from Tfilas Musaf? Kiapidim Pturim Hema Vishkalim, Ukumoche Levim. And again, the Levim question. Also, if you take Rashi, it's Pegudim in the Midbar, no Kohanim, no Levim. In other words, if you're going to knock out women, then according to Rashi, and that's how he seems to paskin, you should knock out less than 20, you should knock out Kohanim, you should knock out Levim. The Pasuk said that all those people are putter in Tfilas Musaf. El Arkarchach, he concludes, Muchach de'ein Tfilas Musaf talu b'shkal klal. There's no relationship between Tfilas Musaf and between Hus Chai v'machzah Shekel. The question, of course, is why. Right? The argument of Rabbi Kinei, we understand. If Tfilas Musaf is not a chiv tefillah, but it's a chiv of Shalom Pran Sasenu, so the people that are Bali HaKarban, they should say Musaf. Who are the Bali HaKarban? The people that donated the Machzah Shekel to being Korban HaSibur. If women Taka did not give Machzah Shekel, she should be excluded. If Kohan Levim did not, they should be excluded. If somebody less than 20 didn't, he should be excluded. The Shutzi Achitzok said that's impossible. We never heard that somebody less than 20, Kohan Levim, all should be excluded, and therefore he rejects Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The truth is that, you know, being that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that Kohanim are chai the Matzah Shekel, being that there is the Shita of the Ramban, that over 13 did bring Matzah Shekel, you can accept Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but say we're not going to take it as far as the Siach Yitzchak. Kohanim are chayev, Levim are chayev, more than 13 you're chayev, and women are pater. Right? You could, you know, go and basically, Be'er Yitzchak asks a rhetorical question. How can you say all these people are pater? Okay, they're chayev, but women are pater. The Torah Tevila goes one step further. He says, V'yesh l'hayir, nafkeminim machlokas zol l'dina, b'zman hazeh, the machlokas, whether Kohanim gave Machzah Shekel or not, Nafkamina, are they Pater and Musaf? The thing that's Kasa B'Shub B'Sam Rosh, Ham Yuchas the Rosh, the Nashim Pturos B'Tfilas Musafim, Yishim Dekem Tfilas Zu Ikra Baal Zecher Kaban Musaf, the Shal Tham Sasehu, the Kaban Zen Nasim Ma'o Shkalim, who became the Nashim Lon Eschaib B'Shkalim Einam Chelik B'Kaban Musaf, the Chem Tum B'Tfilah Habam Makam Kaban Zen, who would dwar B'Chlisha B'Kida Eger, the Thizeh, according to the Bar Tanura, the Chinuch, the Rokeach, the Gra, the Pachos in Ben Esrim, Potem, Matzah Shekel, in Kedis, Fias for Anal, in Unchel, Kol Musaf. Somebody less than 20, Taka shouldn't say Musaf. Or at least if he says Kol Musaf, he shouldn't be a Chazan. Because if he's a Chazan, he's Motzi everybody else. And somebody that's not Chayiv on the same level cannot be Motzi anybody else. So he says, Nafkamin halachal maisa. What the Be'er Yitzchak said, asked as a rhetorical question. If you say Nashua Pater, also somebody less than 20 should be Pater. We never heard of that. The Torah Kuhn says, yeah, somebody less than 20, maybe should be Pater. In other words, we see the Achronim struggling with this idea. What I want to suggest is that it's not, we shouldn't struggle at all. And I want to explain to you why. It's a very, very simple svara. It's something which is so pashut ve'enai, I don't think it needs any rayas, but I'll try to bring a few rayas to it as well. The Sefer Chinuch, he talks about the tmidim u'safim. Take a look at the lashon. Mitzvas tmidim b'chol yom. Shenetzavu Yisrael, she'aprivu ayidem rishose Hashem Yisbarach, she'im ha'kohanim, shnei kvasim b'neishan ha'tmimim la'ula b'chol yom. Am Yisrael archayev, every day to bring two tmidim. No heges mitzvazu b'zman habayis. V'hi min ha'mitzol she'im utol sal ha'tzibur. This is one of the few commandments that who is chayev?
Tzibur.
You, me, him, no, us. The tzibur as a tzibur is chayev. If it wouldn't have been for all the hafsakos that we had in the middle, Rabbi Lindsay Shear and the 2 weeks that I was away, the previous shear that I gave, because everything's planned out, the previous shear that I, except for all those all those hafsakos, the previous shear that I gave was about Chazal Hashatz and Tfilas Yachid and the relationship between them, the relationship between Tfilas Yachid and Tfilas Tzibur, and the next stage was Tfilas Musaf, because what's unique about Tfilas Musaf, since it's connected Karbanos, therefore, it is a tefillah which is mutal on who? It's mutal on the tzibur. As a matter of fact, let's... first of all, the chiv korban. It's not me or you, it's Yisrael, right? Let me ask you a question. Are women part of Klal Yisrael?
Yeah.
You sure? Right, well, you're such feminists. Okay, radical. Like, probably Gushniks, right? Okay. Yeah, women are part of Klal Yisrael, right? That we would agree. In other words, it's not that they're excluded. They when we take a representative tax in order to include all of Klal Yisrael, so we take a Machzor Shekel from the head of the family, from the men. But it's not that women aren't included. The carbon is the carbon of the entire tzibur, not of the males of the tzibur. It's not a carbon of those that chipped in for it. It's not a carbon of shutafim, that you had 10 people that all, you know, pulled some money and bought an animal and are being mocked of it. By having representatives of the entire people put money for the Machzor Shekel, it is a carbon of the entire tzibur. That's what the Chinuch writes, and it's something which is so passionate. Again, I didn't mean the Chinuch to write it, but since he wrote it, I brought it. Right? The Hebrew Mina Mitzvah Shem Tols Alat Tzibur, the Yosir Alat Kohanim, right? And it's even more so on the Kohanim, because the Kohanim actually do the Akrava. Now, if we were talking about who actually pays for the Kohanim, it's less on the Kohanim, because maybe they don't give a Machzor Shekel. But it's Yosir Alat Kohanim, because they're more involved directly. But they're part of the tzibur. I don't care if they chip in or don't chip in. The Kohanim are also part of the tzibur. The Levim are part of the tzibur. The tzibur includes Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, Ktanim, Gedolim, Nashim, Anashim, everybody. Everybody that Haman tried to kill is part of Am Yisrael. And the Korban tzibur relates to all of them. The Im Shem Achas V'Shom Yisrash Lubad Shalom Akir V'Chol Yom Bitu Asei Zeh V'Ashkagim Place Akol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And then, when he talks about the Musaf, mitzvahs called Musaf, shal Shabbos, shal Stavu, Yisrael, lahakriv, etc. Including the term Yisrael here is a reference to the Yisrael that he had in the previous mitzvah. Kol Adas Yisrael, the entire tzibur, not individuals. It's a carbon tzibur. The Ramban in source number 11 draws the clear cut distinction between a carbon of shutfin and a carbon of a tzibur. Korban chen, melamed shiba nidvas tzibur. In other words, there is an idea of an adava of the entire tzibur. Here all this kitzav mizbeach. If you have money left over from the machzor shekel at the end of the year, you can bring a korban ola of the entire tzibur. Lashon Rashi. Pirsharav king loma sheniyisnadi rabim lavi ola. Ola shutfim hi. If a lot of people join together to bring an ola, it's an ola of shutfim, of partners, that's born in partnership. Ma bin shnayim hamishtatfim b'korban bein asara ve'elef. I don't care if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 1,000. It's a big partnership, a little partnership, but it's a partnership. Vine yadato kol ola sheviu rabim dina kedin ola shutfim. Utuna smicha b'kulam, and therefore you have to yini smicha and asachim. It's like an ola siyachid, but a lot of yechidim. The Efshar Shenoma, Shimratzu Tzibor Lahafish Tchilal Nadava, Vyigvu Osaka, Sheyigvu Ashkal, Smidim, Musafim, Shem Nidvas Tzibor Ba'olas Behema, Ve'en Basmicha. Right? It's not Korban Chem, it's a Korban of you and the Rabbin, of Shutfim, of a lot of individuals. No, it's a Korban of the Tzibor. And a Korban of the Tzibor, there is no Smicha. And there's no Mincha. The Chosman Sheysadu Ba'rov Yisrael, He Nidvas Tzibor. If it's less than 50% of the people, then it's shutafin. If it's more than 50% of the people, then rubo kakulo is the carbon of the entire tzibur. Right? That new, you know, corporation, Am Yisrael, limited liability, it's not me and you, but it's us. It's that new organic quantity, it's us, it's Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the people that bring the carbon. Just like we said, the Shliach Tzibur davens for us, not for you or for him. It's not Shomei Ka'oneh, but it's the Tefillah of the Tzibur. So to him, we have a carbon of the entire Tzibur. Okay, another expression of that is, there's a din of Chatos Hamesos. If you bring a part of Chatos and the bowel of the Chatos dies, then the Chatos has to die. You simply let it die. You can't be makariv it, you can't be pulled to it, the chattas has to die. There's no way of being makariv if the baal dies. If it's a chattas at tzibur, and all the entire tzibur, everybody of that generation will die. The chatas can be nikra because a tzibur never dies. They have they're eternal. If it's not them, it's their children. If it's a carbon of the tzibur, it's not of these individuals that live in this generation. It's a carbon of the tzibur, and the tzibur is something that transcends generations, that continues from generation to the generation. Am Yisrael is an entire nation. We're at Har Sinai. Am Yisrael is an entire nation left in its right. Right, we transcend generations. It's one organic unit that transcends time. So that's again another expression of this din of tzibur as opposed to individuals or shutafim. And for that reason, there's an interesting halacha when it comes to tefilas musaf. That's the last source. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ain't tefilas musafim ela b'chaver ir. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you only say musaf b'tzibur. You don't say it at home. Chacham omrim b'chaver ir b'shlo b'chaver. You can also say b'chidus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shmo kol mokom she'esh chaver ir yachid pater. If there's a tzibur in your town, you don't have to say it as an individual. If there's no tzibur in your town, you say it as an individual. Okay? Why do we have a special din of tefilas musaf? Why isn't this by all tefilas? The answer is because tefilas musaf is a tefilah which is connected. Karban musaf. Karban musaf is a karban of a tzibur. And therefore, even though every karba, every tefillah, we might say that an individual, the main chiv is on the individual, like we said according to Chachamim, every yachid is chayiv avodas Hashem, avodas shevalev, and the main chiv is on the individual. He has to pray for himself. When it comes to tefillas musaf, which is keneged karba musaf, which is the karba of the tzibur, there the main chiv is in shul in the tzibur. Okay, so it's clear that when we're talking about tefilas musaf, we're talking about a tefilas of a tzibur, right? So there's no doubt in my mind that everybody that's part of that tzibur is equally chayev, and it makes no difference if they were part of that representative giving of the funds to chip in for the karban, that's irrelevant, because after you collect all the funds, you're makriv of the karban for all of Am Yisrael, anashim v'taf. Okay? All right. Now, that basically is the shiur. I spoke very, very quickly. And what I'm going to do is add a little bit minyan diyoma at the end. I mentioned everybody that Haman tried to kill is part of that sequel. It wasn't just a joke. There is a medrash that's brought down in the Gemara Megillah that when it says Vayishkol Haman, right, he wanted to take Shkolim in order to bribe Achashverosh to kill the Jews. So the Gemara says Kfaki Demcha Hashkolim, the Shkolim that were given in the Mikdash Ha'ashol Yabah Dalo Yamit, those Shkolim already preceded and preempted the Shkolim of Haman, and that's why it says what we did this past Shabbos. That when you're Mekash L'Chodesh, then in Echad Ba'adar, you're Machriz in Al HaShkolim, in order to preempt the Shkolim of Haman every year. Okay, so it's a nice drasha. What's the connection between the Shkolim that we have that's for the Kabbalah of Sibur and as opposed to the Shkolim of Haman? So you can say a lot of different things, but I think the simple answer is that Haman attacked the Jews based on the argument Yeshno Amachad Mufuzar Mufarad Ben Ha'am. He looked at the Jewish people, he was able to attack, and Amalek is able to attack when there's dissent among the people. Amalek attacked Israel in the Midbar when they started fighting Berefidim Vayarivu in Moshe Aaron, and they started fighting. When dissent among the people, that's when Amalek attacks. When Am Yisrael is united, then that's when Amalek fails. And when they got together to attack Amalek in the Midbar, where it results in Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Kishachad. When, how did they defeat Haman in Shushan? Lech after Yeshu Amecham Mufuz and Mufar Benanim Lech Knoset Kol Yidin B'Tzimolai. In other words, the idea of Shekel, that idea of unity, that's what is the Trufa, the Refuah Kodem Amaka, that works against Amalek. the idea of Jewish unity. Amalek can attack when there's division among us. When there's strife among us, then Amalek can attack. Why is it that on Purim, we celebrate Purim by Mishloach Manos Yisrael, by Matanos Lavyon? I mean, if we're trying to commemorate the Yad Hashem, so we should do it in other ways. Why through Mishloach Manos, why through Matanos Lavyon? Because what we're celebrating is Am Yisrael was able to unify Lechnosis Chayudim in order to defeat the attack of Amalek. And therefore, Kvaki Demcha, what was able to preempt the attack of Amalek is the idea of Tzibo when we're unified. When everybody brings the exact same amount, we're all the same. We're all together. We're all in. Why do we give Machzah Shekel, not a whole Shekel? Let everybody give a whole shekel. You get twice the amount. The answer is by giving Machzah Shekel, you say nobody is complete. Every person only gives part. He's nothing. He's incomplete without somebody giving the other half. The whole idea of Machzah Shekel, what it symbolizes is, you know, that's why Machzah Shekel is given for the Kamas Tzibor. It symbolizes the Tzibor of Am Yisrael, the unity amongst the people, the lack of division, the fact that we are all one organic unit. And it's that idea which I think we have to work on very, very much. It's that idea which is the way in which, on the one hand, we're able to defeat the attacks of Amalek, but it also enables us to go ahead and to be Mekabel Torah at Sinai as well. After Purim also, Kimu v'Kiblu, Kimu, Nasha Kiblu Kfar. Okay.
Where in the Medrash do you know about is the equation between the Shkalim and Moloch?
Look in Rashi on the Megillah and the Pasuk. Okay, I think you'll find that. I don't remember exactly where it went up to.
They brought it like around
Yeah. It's not around here.
Yeah.
Ask him about it to you. And also, it's like, wonderful thing called Bayeran. Really?
The question idea that the entire Tzibor is Bayeran Moshe, does that mean that Tanim and Nashim could be Yotze Gedolim in Moshe if they're Shav Tzibor?
Well, you're giving me, you want me to tell you something feministic?
Hmm?
What? You want me to give you a feministic stuff?
I'm thinking that, well, come on, so if the entire idea is that everyone's high on the same level, they should be able to be yotze us.
First of all, Ketanim, I didn't say Ketanim are yotze achayim on the same level because Ketanim are Keturim. Ketanim are not bar chiyuvus, they can't be chayim on the same level. And Nashim, if it's a Mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama, they might be chayim on a different level, but they're not, you know, but usually Mitzvah Seish HaZman Grama, they're allowed to do. Right, so not be able to yotze, but to say that part of it shouldn't have it at all, which is what Rabbi Kivayu suggested. Then I think it's a little bit far fetched. Okay, I have to catch up, so I'm going to read.
Thank you very much.
Okay.